And the little fluffy bits.
The big fluffy bits on the top.
Look over there. That's probably cumulus, which is like the clouds that children paint, like the flat base and the little fluffy bits.
The big fluffy bits on the top. And what about, Hans, this cloud over here? That's extremely high, that one, is that?
That's a cirrus one.
A cirrus.
And the difference between the cirrus and the cumulus is basically kind of condensation in the air, whereas the cirrus clouds, which are higher, probably more than 22,000, 25,000 feet, they are ice crystals. The funny thing with clouds, the lifespan of any single cloud is probably 5 seconds, maybe 10 seconds. Clouds are water, so clouds can weigh as much as maybe 10 elephants.
Wow. Hans, how often do you come out and lie here in the grass and just look up at the beautiful clouds?
I mean, sometimes quite a lot. If I work in the garden at home, for example, I look up maybe every 5 minutes. You might just lie on the grass, look up, and you wait for that magic moment. It might never come today, but you're waiting for that magic moment, and then I run, get my camera or get my phone and take a picture.
Now, it's a pity we didn't have a camera with us now, because look at that cloud. It is huge. It's a big cloud.
It's a big cloud, yeah. I mean, it might, I hope it doesn't build up, but sometimes cumulus clouds can really build up and become cumulonimbus, kind of the king of clouds, cloud number 9. The king of clouds is number 9, and cumulonimbus would basically go from low level really high up. So that's why we say cumulonimbus is number 9, the king of the clouds. And you say sometimes in English you're on cloud 9.
Oh, yes. So that's where the saying comes from, if you're on cloud 9.
If you're on,
cloud
9,
the biggest cloud,
you're on
the king
of the
clouds.
Top of the world.
Wow.
Of the world.
Hans is from Stuttgart in Germany, and he runs the Irish Cloud Appreciation Society. And his love of clouds in the sky can be traced right back to his childhood and to his father.
He wanted to become a real pilot, and then he got an eye test and he couldn't become a pilot because his eyesight wasn't 100%. He became a glider pilot.
As a young boy, Hans would go along to the valleys of mountain ranges and look up in amazement as his father glided through the sky. And what did you think of it as a young boy watching your dad fly through
the sky? I found it magic that you could fly without an engine. So I was always kind of educated in looking up and see, good day for gliding, not a good day for gliding. That was my upbringing.
While looking up at the sky, trying to forecast the weather, Hans started to become more and more interested in clouds.
A lenticularis cloud. They are my favorites.
And when you see a lovely cloud, you say, oh, now that is a cloud.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes, see, the funny thing is sometimes with this, people start collecting clouds. There's a league of cloud spotters. For spotting a stratus cloud, you might get 5 points. For spotting a nice cumulus cloud, you might get maybe 15 points. For spotting a Kelvin Helmholtz cloud, which is probably the most exotic one, and that scores 50 points.
Ooh. Have you seen one of those before?
I've seen one of those in Malaga years back on a holiday. And I looked down at the scene and said, stop the car, Gabi, stop the car. We stopped the car, took the camera and took a picture. And I said, this is it.
And your dad, when did he pass away?
He passed away when I was 19.
You were only 19?
Yeah. He was only 52.
Oh, no.
So that was a real shame. It was a shock. So, I mean, now whenever I look up, I see him up there in the clouds. I mean, it's a kind of that when I look up, I have all these flashbacks coming. I mean, he would have loved to come to Ireland. So I hope he'll see me from above. And there's often planes crossing. And I often think maybe that could be him. So it's just great. I mean, it's a peaceful connection.
Hans has big plans for what he calls cloud tourism, and he hopes one day to build a huge amphitheater right here in the middle of the countryside.
Bring people into the northwest, into Ireland for that matter, and spot clouds, chill out.
Isn't it great, Hans, to have a passion in life?
I mean, passion is important, because if you have a passion, you would develop much more energy. If you're crazy enough to maybe pursue something that you're really in it, I think you live longer. and you can't fail.
You're on cloud nine, Hans.
I'm on cloud nine, yeah. I'd love to be on cloud nine. It's a good feeling.